For lunch, grab a giant deli sandwich made the way you like it. Pizza, wings, wraps, or a fresh salad. Plus, something to wash it down. Then pick up dinner or a sweet treat and other pantry essentials. Now you can get your Burn Dairy and Deli favorites delivered with DoorDash. All day, every day, you can count on Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
Hi, it's Jim Boeheim, and you're listening to the Pulse of the Orange, ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
Imani Brown, summa cum laude. Please join me in congratulating the new class.
Served your country and graduated with honors? I'm proud of you.
Aw, thank you, Grandma.
Joining the Army has many benefits. Celebrating your college degree without the burden of debt is just one of them.
The Army paid for it?
Yes, Unc.
Oh, damn.
Oh, y'all, picture time.
At Syracuse Orthopedic Specialists, we're everywhere you need us to be. On the sidelines at high schools and colleges, and in our offices throughout CNY, we're always nearby, open every day, working as a team to make your comeback stronger than ever. Prevent, recover, strengthen, perform. From youth to pros, SOS Sports Medicine helps you do more.
Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, celebrating and spotlighting the best in high school sports in Central New York, featuring the guru Phil Blackwell, top athletes and coaches in CNY. Now here's your host, the maestro, Mr. Mike Bristol.
All right, we've got our Aflac Spotlight interview. Salve baseball head coach Joe Kessler and Captain Jordan Dipple on the program. Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Well, it's good to have you on. And we talked about, or I at least, you know, mentioned here in the beginning of the show, really what you've done, peaking in 16, won both sectional regional Class B championships, went through some, you know, your unexpected coaching change. Darren Lee steps down after 12 seasons. You jump in, 2-0 start now. Nice wins over VVS and Marcellus. Tell me about the transition, jumping in but instantly having success.
Well, first of all, we were left in a great spot from Coach Lee, and I've been his JV coach for the past 8 years. So I've coached all these guys. I've taught all these guys. So that was awesome. But the guys have really bought in right away from day one. I could tell in the off season when we would go on Sunday mornings, they bought into the culture we're trying to establish and the experience we're trying to create for them.
Joe, at what point, I guess, in the off season did you learn that Darren was not returning, and were you surprised, you know, with the reasons he gave, or was it just something like, hey, okay, here we go?
Yeah, we learned in the fall. He told everyone, you know, he did it the right way. He told the guys first, and then told the school. And you know, he has very legitimate reasons. You know, he's very religious, and church is important to him, family's important to him, and he thought it was the right time to step away.
I like that. When you took over, tell me about the priority list, making sure all the things that Darren built over the years stayed in place, adding some new type of things. Tell me about the priority list for you.
The priority was creating our culture based on experience, and what we preach every day is, eventually, that ball's going to stop rolling. That bat's going to stop swinging. When you take that jersey off for the final time, what do you want that experience to be? And the guys have really bought into that. You know, and we say all the time, my assistant coach, Nick Costa, and I, we say, be where your feet are. You know, the next most important game is our next game. The next pitch is the most important pitch. Next play is the most important play. And the guys have really bought in.
Yeah, I like that. Jordan, let's go to you here. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good, how are you?
It's good to have you on. You know, having played under both coaches, what's the biggest difference for you in how they approach practices, you know, and everything else baseball related?
Yeah, obviously baseball is baseball. It's just little changes and drills, stuff like that. Differences in, like, I guess, priorities of what we use practice time on, but it's all the same difference. I think a big part of our success this year is definitely the chemistry within the team. And that's not saying anything about last year, but this year I just feel like the guys really get along, and like Coach Kessler said, buy-in.
you know, typically it's difficult to get, obviously, outdoors for early season practices here in CNY, even though next week looks beautiful. How much were you able to do so before games got underway?
Yeah, we've been in the gym a lot, unfortunately, but we were able to get outside a couple times, take some infield, outfield, get some good batting practice in. So I think that definitely helped when we went into our first game.
Love it. Coach, let's bounce you again for a second. Jordan, I'll be right back with you. But I guess that said, Coach, how impressive was it that, what, you scored 23 runs, two games, already have a high-quality league win over the big rival in Marcellus?
Yeah, and that Marcellus one's a little bittersweet because Brian Petrick and I are both Jenny guys, and him and I are really close, and people don't understand how much he's helped me build this thing at Salve, and I call him, I would say, every other day. So that one was a little bittersweet, but we're both competitive people, and he'll want to get us the next time around.
But Coach, you know I'm a Marcellus Mustang, so you better tell Brian to step up his game.
I don't feel bad for you. I feel bad for him a little bit.
Jordan, who are, I guess, some of the other key seniors on the team that you can tell us about, providing, obviously, leadership and maybe even during so in this unexpected transition?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their part for sure. Sam Gonzalez, Joy Perez, Jalen King, all those guys really to step it up. Compared to last year, they played a big role so far. And I hope we continue to lead and continue to do good things.
You know, Jordan, you've got, let's mention the two young standouts in sophomore, yep, Max Wolverine. You have freshman Jacob Bigelow. Pitching-wise, how much are you learning, or how much are you kind of leaning on them, and how much are you trying to help these guys out?
Yeah, Max is, he played last year as a freshman, and he's really impressed me so far. He's definitely gotten better over the summer, and I can see him playing college ball for sure if he really wanted to. And then Jake, he's a freshman this year. I never played with him until now, but he's been doing well. I'm impressed. And then to add on to that, AJ Trendell, he's a sophomore catcher for us, and he's been hitting the ball really well.
Very nice to hear, Coach. You know, a deep roster and a mix of youth and some experience. What will it take to challenge both of last year's sectional finalists, West Hill and Casanova?
Just keep doing the little things. You know, just keep doing the little things. When adversity hits, just get over it. You know, picking up your teammates. When one guy doesn't get a hit, be the next guy. Step up and do it yourself. Stop waiting for someone else to do something you could do on your own. Pitchers, just keep throwing strikes. Batters, keep putting it in play and doing the routine things.
Yeah. Jordan, I like to, you know, I did mention West Hill, Casanova, Marcellus obviously win already in some of these teams. Tell me a little bit about some of the rivalries and what those games are like for you guys.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because since I've been playing for so long, I've kind of made relationships with some of the guys we play against. So, you know, obviously Marcellus is a big one. That's always a big game, but it's when I go up to the plate and I'm talking to their catcher because we text on Instagram and stuff. It's kind of, it has a different feel to it than like a true, like hateful rivalry. You know, it's just kind of like it makes it more fun, but it's, yeah, still you want that, you know, you want to win really bad. So
right. Your buddies, but at the same time, when you get on that, yeah, you're going to win when you get up there.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps, I guess, more importantly, what's the key in making sure you're peaking late in May here, this team, Jordan, when it comes to playoff time and things roll around here? What are some of the keys for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, like Coach Kessler said, it's sort of just keep doing what we're doing. We don't have to do anything special. We don't have to be more than what we are. Just sort of go out there, keep doing the little things, and, you know, it'll all come together.
Coach, who have you been most impressed with on the team, and why?
This group of seniors. And I know I coached them before, but they've really taken the young guys under their wing. They've really led in on the field and driving home the culture on and off the field. And I could not do it without them. Well, no doubt about that.
Well, great job. Our Athletic Spotlight interview, Salve Baseball head coach Joe Kessler on the program. And Jordan, great job, both of you guys. Thanks so much for coming on, and best of luck.
Hey, you very much.
All right, thanks, guys. Nice to have both of them on. We're going to finish things up and catch up. We've got our U.S. Army Spotlight interview, Lafayette boys lacrosse players Christian DeJoseph and Brett Bucktooth Jr. We're going to also talk to Phil Blackwell. If we got a couple minutes here towards the end of the show, do our Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning Top 10. And then second part of the hour, we're going to kick things off. We start with the New York Yankees show, and then we're going to do a secondary piece with our Syracuse Legend show, which will be great. So that'll be happening in the second hour here, 11 and 12, both Syracuse Legends and New York Yankees. So we'll be right back. ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
Jim Boeheim here. I've got to tell you, some people want it, some people wish it, others make it happen, and Wilkins RV makes it happen. They have the largest selection, best prices, and unbeatable experience before and after your RV purchase. Purchase any part, accessory, or service item and round it up to support the Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation. Take the shot and get into an RV today at Wilkins RV or shop online at wilkinsrv.com.
All your favorite ESPN Syracuse shows are on demand at QSportsTalk.com. ESPN 97.7 and 100.1.
Zero Draft, your locally owned and operated insulation specialist, has grants available that would allow you to get your home insulated for half off. That's 50% off. If you are living alone and make under $41,000 or have a household of four and make under $80,000, you are eligible for these grants. Get your home insulated and more comfortable for you and your family. To qualify, call Zero Draft today or check them out online at GetZeroDraft.com. That's GetZeroDraft.com.
Empower your wish list. Whether it's a home renovation, a major purchase, or that much-needed vacation. With an Empower Home Equity line of credit, you can use the equity that's grown in your home to pay for something on your family's wish list. Right now, get a great introductory interest rate for the first 6 months. Apply for an Empower Home Equity line of credit today. EmpowerFCU.com. Insured by NCUA, NMLS number 412348. Membership eligibility required. Loan approval based on certain credit criteria. Equal housing lender.
Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, celebrating and spotlighting the best in high school sports in Central New York, featuring the guru Phil Blackwell, top athletes and coaches in CNY. Now here's your host, the maestro, Mr. Mike Bristol.
We have our U.S. Army Spotlight interview, Lafayette Boys Lacrosse players Christian DeJoseph and Brett Bucktooth Jr. Boys, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Is this Christian?
Yeah, this is Christian.
And then Brett, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you doing?
Good, what's going on? Brett, let's kick things off. Through three games this season, you've net, 45 goals? Tell me a little bit about the offense of this team, and compared to last year a little bit.
We have everybody from last year, so everybody's chemistry is on point, so it's easy to find each other on the field.
Yeah, get things rolling. Christian, of all the players on the roster, how many of them are in club across together during the summer and or the kind of the indoors here in the winter?
Yeah, well, most of us are always playing box together throughout the year. And if not, most of us are playing club field lacrosse.
You know, as you watch, Christian, the skills of your teammates, what have they taught you and that you couldn't have done when younger? You know, what are some little tricks, nuances, different things you come up with? What are some of the things you've learned?
Yeah, there's plenty of things I've learned from all the guys, including Brett and all of them. Just like stuff that you can't be taught, it's like stuff that comes to us.
Yeah, it's kind of cool when guys, or when you're able to see those little things that kind of make the difference. You know, Brett, are you more of a finisher than it's with both Jameson and Arrow Booth, or who has combined what for 19 assists so far?
You know, me, Jameson, and Arrow, growing up playing box together ever since we could walk, we just have little nicks and knacks for each other. So whether we're dodging or feeding, we can always find each other.
You know, Brett Jameson was also a standout for what the Cougars ice hockey team. What a great job that they did, and more importantly, surprised more lacrosse players don't go to the ice.
Yeah, growing up, we were always on the same team, so seeing him always stand out was amazing.
And seeing what he's been able to do here and all that. Yeah, Christian, you know, from a defense standpoint, who are some of the key players that you can highlight that lead the Lancers up from the back line?
Yeah.